from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst today is the venerable founder of Keep St. Pete Lit and the mind behind the Sunlit Festival, Maureen McDowell. Welcome.
Hi, Joe. Good to see you.
You too. So there's always a lot of action and fun brewing out of Keep St. Pete Lit.
Yeah.
Tell us about the latest. What's new?
Well, you know, we're in this crazy thing called a pandemic. And coming up on March 12th, I was downtown with my writers group a year ago, kind of feeling intuitively this was kind of like the last day before the big hit. Like I was in one of those Jerry Bruckheimer movies, you know, like the last normal day. And it, you know, then
just before the asteroid hits.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's kind of joking, you know, like fist bumps or maybe we shouldn't hug. And then like the email came in from the MFA that they were closing and then the Dolly, and like within 24 hours, the art community shut down basically. And we canceled our classes at the Maureen Art Center, which we'd had for 5 years. And I got real quiet. I was like, how do we pivot? How do we innovate? I don't want to create programming that, you know, just fills in this gap but doesn't feel authentic. So it took about 2 weeks to figure it out. And we moved everything online. And luckily, we were able to do that really well. And then I started a series called Typewriter Talks, where I'm interviewing local writers. I think we're on episode 37 now. So that was another way to engage. And we lost a lot of revenue. But luckily, there's been some relief through grants, the National Poetry Foundation, the National Book Foundation, and even the, you know, Pinellas County. But now new ideas, as with what I've learned, when one thing ends, another door opens. We are partnering with USF St. Pete on their Poetry Out Loud initiative. I think it was run by the Florida Humanities Council for a while, but there was some, they didn't get a grant. So we're helping with that. And we're going to do an anthology actually that St. Pete Press is going to help us put together of poetry statewide with Florida State, Florida high school students. And then we also started a partnership based on a poetry event I was at in Driftwood at a friend's house. I met Andrew Walker, who's the head of health and wellness for the National Senior Games, which happens to be headquartered in Clearwater, believe it or not. They have 12,000 senior athletes nationwide. And we started partnering a pilot program with Oklahoma chapter, and we had 40 athletes write their stories about how they became senior athletes and have overcome ageism. And we're branching out nationwide with that in the next couple months. So it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's just always keeping open to opportunities, and it's amazing what falls out of the trees. And then physically you've moved, you're connected with the factory. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we moved in there. We had partnered with Behar Petronez for the Sunlit Festival for 3 years, and they had given us dedicated desk space. And that's Jordan and Kara Behar and Istvan. They're the owners of Behar Architecture Firm. So we had dedicated desk space there. And then Liz Dimmitt had reached out and was moving back here to help take over Dimmitt Chevrolet. And the idea for the factory was born. And Kara Behar was knocking on doors and got, you know, the 91,000 square feet warehouse space that's not far from Duncan McClellan's gallery and Warehouse Arts District. And we, along with the St. Pete Art Alliance, which has morphed into the Shine Mural Festival, are sponsored organizations that are a part of it. So we have office space there as of November. So that's really exciting to kind of see how that all grows. And we're partnering on a book club, a Florida book club, with the Fairgrounds project, and just to see how that grows. But it's nice to have offices in South St. Pete because we're in all the elementary and middle schools down there with our writing classes. So
that's great. And so, you know, I think that's a good catch up on folks that are, you know, familiar with what you're doing and just sort of getting an idea. So for those of our readers who may just be kind of getting to know you for the first time, what are the sort of the few key takeaways of what you're doing and how they should engage with you?
Well, we have, as I said, we have book clubs. We have a book club that we partner with the Studio 620 on that. That's the first Wednesday of every month. And then we're going to have a Florida-themed book club the second Wednesday of the month, I think is the tentative date, starting in March, with the Fairgrounds Project, We have poetry open mics. We have a poetry hour. We have after school writing classes for all ages of kids. We're starting to branch out more into schools that aren't just Title I. We have a grant to cover those. But we're starting to branch out with North Shore Elementary. We have some students from Bowdoin Elementary. So if people have school-aged children, reach out to us because we want to get into those schools. And especially now with everything being virtual, we can have a larger reach. Like one of our classes with Bowdoin Elementary and kids from there in North Shore, they're all grouped together. So that's allowing our teachers to have a larger reach. We also have book boxes for kids, free book boxes. They're different than little free libraries. They're actually curated with diverse children's book, new books that we buy and we put them in. And they're currently in 5 locations in South St. Pete, including the factory, but we have 3 more locations that we're branching out. And those books are free to the community, to kids. And, you know, if they're going into a home that doesn't have a lot of books, there's usually multiple kids in there. So it's all ages. So that's part of our programming too. And we have online writing classes. Normally we have the Sunlit Literary Festival, but that's been tabled for, you know, till the pandemic passes. I'm not quite ready for in-person classes yet. But we're talking about that for outdoors. The factory created a word reading garden where we could have classes there. American Stage just started kids' classes there. So kind of letting them lead and work out the kinks. And I would like to do a poetry open mic there too, maybe for second Saturday. I want to talk to them about that to kind of pull more people in that I miss in person.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the factory's it's got some nice outdoor space, so hopefully that can be...
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it's acres of land, so it's going to be neat to activate and see what happens there.
How about the, the creators, the content creator, writers, landscape in general? Do you feel that as people moved indoors, that's given them, you know, it's taken some options off the table, that's kind of led to a creation bloom in some regards?
Well, I know personally as a poet, this is giving me more time to write. Like my book's coming out with you guys with St. Pete Press. It's pretty much done. I'm sending it off like within a couple weeks, hopefully within the week. But this book took me 10 years to get done because I was a single parent starting this organization. And it's been really nice to have more downtime to be able to kind of focus on that and shift gears. So some people I've talked to through Typewriter Talks has said that they're actually been kind of paralyzed, especially with what our political situation, things have, well, depending on how you lean, have calmed down a bit. At least I feel that way. So some of them were really paralyzed, but some of them were really energized. So I think it just depends on the person, but it has helped more with us helping to reach a larger audience. Personally, like we have people coming to our poetry open mics from California. We have some that are coming from Buffalo, New York, and even with our online classes, normally we have snowbirds that wouldn't be able to attend. And now they're still Skyping in from Maine and other places. So I think it just depends on the person's temperament. But I've spoken to a lot of people that really appreciated the quiet and they don't necessarily want to go back to that frenzied hecticness that the treadmill that we were all living on before.
Yeah. The pandemic for some is an introvert's dream, really.
Right? It was an introvert's dream. Yeah. And I am one of them, believe it or not. So, yeah.
All right. Well, it's great that I wouldn't have expected anything less of you than to pivot and keep bringing great options, the best available options on the table, whether you can do it in person or whether you have to do it via Zoom. But that's exactly what you've done. So, yeah, what's the thing you're most... And I know there's, I'm going to challenge you. I know that you've got some great things going nationally with the program with senior athletes. But for you personally, what's the most meaningful thing you hope to accomplish via KSPL in this year?
Really to expand our kids programming. I actually, after I get off this conversation with you, I'm talking to somebody at Ecker College about some environmental initiatives with kids writing classes. Sadalji is an artist that has a studio space next to me in the factory St. Pete. She's just moved here from Atlanta. She's a multimedia artist, has been in museums nationally, we're going to talk about partnering on some writing classes that also incorporate art and then maybe music. So I'm really interested in engaging the kids, especially in South St. Pete, where we're located, and just really, we're partnering with the St. Pete Youth Farm too, and working on helping them, the kids, edit work to submit to the Weekly Challenger, because, you know, if you can teach kids to advocate through their writing for themselves, then they'll advocate for their community. And that's really where my heart lies. So I'm excited to see that expand. And with, as we expand, like with the senior classes, we're hiring writers to edit the work. So that's putting more money in our local writers' pockets, where, you know, I have some writer friends that are working four jobs just to be able to pay their bills, but also, you know, carve out time to write and stay in the create. They're all creative jobs, but they're only a couple hours are available in these different places. So if we can create more work for our, you know, writers in the community, that's a win-win too. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Right. Well, thank you for all that you do. It's such an important part of our, of making St. Pete special, to have that element and the writers having a platform and a community, and you keeping all that together. It's crucial to us being.
And thank you for all you do. And thanks for St. Pete Press. It's nice to have a local press in town, and, you know, it's good. It's good.
From stpetecatalyst.com.